Okay, good morning. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to Newsman. It's a pleasure to see all of you. Baruch Hashem, we have a very big shir here. So please introduce yourselves. I guess not during class. I want to have a chance to get to know you and the like. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we will learn every Friday morning. There is a bechina at the end of each semester, not a particularly hard bechina. It's also, on the bechina you could use your source books, which I'll give you out, or your notes and the like, so you might want to take notes. Okay, so we're going to begin with an introduction to machshava, or what machshava is. And we'll start with a question, which is, why learn machshava? Or maybe you shouldn't learn machshava. The Rambam writes at the very end of Hilchos Brachos, Mishnayis Brachos, he says, after discussing different perspectives between the philosophers and the rabbis concerning Olam Haba and the afterlife, he concludes, Ve'ein makom zeh, we're on page 2 of the source books. Ve'ein makom zeh mat'im ledaber bo al ha'inyan hazeh, ela shedarki tamid b'chol makom sheyesh eze remez b'nyanei emuna eva'er mashehu. Ki chashuv etzli lehasbir yesod miyesodos yoser mikom davar acher shani melamed. So even though this is a digression, it's not the proper place to talk about this matter, it has nothing to do with Maseches Brachos, but I'm talking about it anyway because whenever I have a chance to discuss matters of Yesodos, Ha'emunah, and the like, I like to take the opportunity to do so. It's the most important thing for me, the thing that I most value in terms of teaching. So the question, of course, is why is it so important? The Sifrei, the next source, again on page 2, writes, Shelo tomar lamadati halachos daily. A person shouldn't say, well, I learned halacha, I learned Gemara, I learned Chas, B'iyun, that's enough. Talmud lomar, ki im shamor tishmirun es kol hamitzvah hazos, kol hamitzvah lemod medrish halachos v'agados. Because the pasuk says kol, the added word kol teaches me that it's not enough to just learn halacha, one also has to learn agada. And in fact, the first reason why one should study machshava or agada or whatever it is you're going to call it is that it's a chelek in Talmud Torah. In fact, almost every place where you see Chazal define the scope of Talmud Torah, they almost always include agada. In the Mishnah Nedarim, it says, Mikra Medrash Halachos Agados. Sifrei says, Mikra Medrash Talmud Halachos and Agados. And even though there is a principle that a person should focus their learning on that which they most enjoy, Ein Adam Lomei Torah Ela B'makom Shelibo Chafetz, but it's also important not to ignore a chelek of Torah completely. And Agada is a chelek in Talmud Torah. What is it out to accomplish? What's its purpose? We obviously know the purpose and the value of studying halacha. Why is studying Agada so important? So it says in Avos to Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas Omer, Kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash ve'ein biyado halachos lo tam tam shel chachma. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos ve'ein biyado medrash rada lo tam tam shel yiras chet. So here the Medrash tells us that the purpose, the value of halacha is to teach chachma, and the value of agada is to instill yiras chet. One is more the intellectual realm of Torah, one is the emotional realm. That's the first aspect of agada that the Medrash mentions. So agada, machshava, and the like is meant to inspire us, to bring us close to God, to help us fear God. Huaya Omer, Kol sheyesh biyado medrash, ve'en biyado halachos ze gibor ve'eno mezuyan. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos ve'en biyado medrash chalash ve'zayin biyado. Yesh biyado ze ve'ze gibor mezuyan. So what the medrash is clearly telling us is that if someone lacks one of these two aspects, they've learned halacha but not agada, or they've learned agada and not halacha, so they are incomplete. They're missing something substantial. The person who studies halacha but doesn't have agada, so he is like someone who is weak but armed. The person who studied agada but not halacha is someone who is very strong but has no weapons. Both of them are basically incapable of fighting. You could be the strongest person in the world, you're not going to get very far in a battlefield if you have no weapons. And likewise, if you're too weak to pick up your sword, it's not going to do you very good. So what the Medrash is telling us is a person is incomplete. There are various ways to explain the exact metaphor. I think the simplest explanation is that Agada inspires a person and builds them spiritually, so accordingly, it makes someone strong. You might have a tool if you have halacha, but you can't use the tool. You won't want to use the tool. You won't have the spiritual strength to use the tool if you don't have agada. Likewise, if you only have agada without halacha, so you'll be very fortified spiritually, you'll be strong, you'll really be inspired to do that which is right, but you won't have a tool, you won't have a weapon, you won't know what to do. So what the Medrash is telling us is that it's very important to have both. So far, what we've seen is the sources focusing on the intellectual aspect of halacha, the more emotional aspect of agada. Other sources tell us other reasons to study agada. The Sifrei writes, in the next source, this is on page 3, Ritzoncha shetakir esmi sha'amar v'haya ha'olam lemod hagada. Do you want to know God? So for that, we learn agada. So agada helps us know the Ribono Shel Olam. Why is it important to know the Ribono Shel Olam? So, as we'll see shortly, many Rishonim understand that there's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. Moreover, this medrash tells us another reason. Shemitoch kach atamakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu umidabek bedrachav. Through knowing God, one can follow in His ways, be midabek bedrachav. And this too is important. Now, it's not the case, as some might think, that the emotional aspect of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the intellectual aspect are two totally separate things that are unrelated. Whenever the Rambam talks about, not whenever, but almost all places where the Rambam talks about one, talks about our emotional connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvos like Ava and Yira, he also talks about the intellectual component. One place is over here in Hilchos Tshuva. Davar yaduha ubarur she'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu niksheres belibo shel adam ad sheyishke batamid karaui v'yazov kol sheva olam chutz mimenu kimo she'atziva v'amar b'chol v'avchol v'chol nafshecha e'le b'deya she'yeda'ehu v'alpia deya alpia av. To the extent that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such will be our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, love is something that's emotional. But nevertheless, it's al pi hadeya. Im me'at me'at v'marbe harbe. Lefikach tzarech adam liyached atzmo la'avin u'laskil b'chachmos u'svunos hamodiyin lo eskono kifi koach sheyesh ba'adam la'avin u'lasig. Therefore, if a person wants to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they must immerse themselves in the types of wisdom that will inform them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His nature, who He is, what He is, and the like. And through this, a person can come to Avas Hashem. And he writes here, Kemo Shebiyarnu Behilchos Yesodei HaTorah. What's he referring to in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah? So in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the bottom of page 3, the Rambam famously writes, Ha'echi haderech avaso v'yiraso. How is it that a person comes to Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim? And the Rambam famously says, B'sha she'is bonein ha'adam b'maisav uvruav hanifla'im hagdolim v'yira mehem chachmaso she'en la'erech v'lo'keitz miyad Hu oev umishabeach umifar umisavet hava gedola leida shem agadol. Kmo shamar David sama nafshi lelohim la'ai. How does a person come to love and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's an exceedingly difficult challenge. Loving and fearing a being that you can't see, you can't touch, you can't feel, you can't hear, is something that's very difficult. And the Rambam writes that the way we do it is by contemplating God's works in creation. And that's something that leads to love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukishem chashib bidvarim ha'elu atman, miyad hu nirta lachor, v'yira v'yifachad, v'yeda shubirya k'tana shvela afela, omid b'deya kala me'uta lifnei tamim deyim. This contemplation brings us to a proper relationship or a proper understanding of our relationship vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Rambam here of course discusses thinking about the physical world, studying science and the like. That's something that brings a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Presumably, that's only true if it succeeds, meaning to say if studying the physical world does not bring a person to Ava and Yira, so it wouldn't necessarily be a Kiyum in Ava and Yira. But if it does bring a person to Ava and Yira, so then it is. And we'll see shortly that the Rambam even goes so far as to say that Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava, which we'll define shortly, the Rambam will sees that as physics and metaphysics or science and philosophy, is actually a chelak in Torah. It's a kiyum of Talmud Torah, because the Rambam says that's bichlal pardes, and pardes is bichlal the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A person is supposed to spend a third of their time studying Talmud, which includes pardes. So it's a chelak in Torah. Now it's also true that if this is the purpose of studying what we're calling machshava, so then not all topics are going to be equally important, equally vital. In fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, after discussing, it's not on your source sheets, after discussing all of the matters concerning Yemos HaMashiach and the like, he writes, even though we do find a lot of discussion of some of these details in some Midrashim, it's not so important to study. Val kol panim ein sidur havayos dvarim elu v'lo dikduke an ikur bedas, uliolam lo yisasek adam bedivrei hagados, v'lo yarech b'midrashos amurim b'inyan elu ukiyotze bahen, v'lo yasimeim ikur, she'en mivim lo lidei yira v'lo lidei ava. Since the primary goal of studying agados, the Rambam writes, is to bring a person to yira and ava, so not all topics are necessarily equally vital. Of course, there might be some difference among different thinkers which topics bring a person to yira and ava, and that might also depend on a person's particular individual predilections. Nevertheless, the Rambam, as well as all of these sources, show us that the study of Agada and Machshava and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all things that are necessary to bring a person to yira and ava. And thus, the Rambam also writes in Yisodei HaTorah Perek Dalet, this is on page 4, that after, in the first two prakim of Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam describes what's Maaser Merkava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and metaphysics. In chapters 3 and 4, he discusses more the physical world, Maaser Bereshis. And at the end he writes, Bizman she'adam izbonin b'dvarim elu makir kol abruim mimalach v'galgal v'adam ukyote bo v'yireh chachmaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'yitzurim v'chol abruim mosif ahava l'makom. Right? So all this brings to Ava. The more you understand it, the more you thirst for it, the more the Ava. So when we discuss, when the Rambam refers to the importance of studying physics and metaphysics, or the science of God and the science of the universe, so he's not talking about a dispassionate intellectual or academic pursuit. This is something that's the basis of a deeply emotional relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So far we've seen two aspects to the value of studying Machshava. Number one is that it motivates an in-person inspiring the emotional component, Avas Hashem, Yerushalayim, and the like. And number two is that it brings a person to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, as we'll see shortly, is a mitzvah in its own right. These two functions, the intellectual component and the emotional component, as we've seen as well, support each other. And that's why even sources that don't overtly discuss things like Yerushalayim are meant to instill Yerushalayim. You see this very poignantly in the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim, where Reb Yitzchak Volozhiner, Reb Chaim's son, writes that his father insisted that he publish the book very quickly, and in fact was concerned when there was a delay in its publication, because the Sefer is meant to bring a person to Yerushalayim. It's no small thing. Now, what's so interesting is that if you learn Nefesh HaChaim, it's not about Yerushalayim. It's a largely Kabbalistic work that talks about all sorts of things. But even though the topic isn't Yerushalayim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner thought the purpose of the Sefer was to instill Yerushalayim. Do you want to make a And you see that over here in this Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim, you have that also on page 4.
I'm sorry, just one thing. How many of you are in the survey course after this? Virtually everybody. Okay, so you know that normally the class takes place in this room, in Weisberg Commons, in Belfort, the bottom floor of Belfort, okay? So right after this class, please go over there, okay? And if you have your laptop, if you have a laptop with you, please bring it. If you don't have it with you and you have one, if you can run and get it, it would be very helpful, okay? Thank you.
This can be seen in the very famous opening line of Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim begins, Yesod ha-yesodos v'shoresh ha-avoda ha-tamima hu shi'isbarer v'yis'ameis etzel ha-adam ma'cho vaso be'olamo v'lama tzarech shi'yasim ma'bato ma'gamaso b'chol asher hu omel. The Mesilas Yesharim says, do you want to know the Yesod HaChasidus and the Shorash Avoda? Meaning to say how you act properly, how you're a good person? Hu sheyeda. A person has to know certain things. And knowledge, that knowledge, or even more than knowledge, but knowledge and internalization, Yisbarer v'yis'ameis etzel ha'adam macho vaso ba'olamo, is something that changes a person. In other words, knowing things, knowing yisodos of our faith, change how a person lives. Along similar lines, the Rambam writes in his first halacha of Mishneh Torah the same type of idea. Yisoda yisodos v'amuda chachma leida sheyesha matzui rishon. Vehumamzi kol nimtza v'chol nimtzoi mishamayim v'aretz u'mashe b'neim lo nimtza ele me'amitas himatzot. You want to know the yisod ha-yisodos ve'amud ha-chachma? You have to know certain things. The basis of religion is to know something. In this case, it's to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the matzui rishon. He's the cause for all existence. All that exists exists only because of the truth of his existence and the like. So again, of course, what the Rambam might define as Leida and the Mesilas Yesharim as Leida might be different. But the Tzav Shabbeinayim is that knowing certain things, knowing them, understanding them, knowing these basic ideas are the Yesod HaYesodos Amud HaChachma, or Yesod HaChasidus V'Shorash HaAvoda. And that's why the Rambam includes things like physics and metaphysics in his opening chapters of his halachic work. The Mishneh Torah is a halachic work, but he thinks that what we might call machshava is important in halachic work because there's a halachic responsibility to know them. In fact, the Rambam writes that knowing we'll get back to that in a second. So that's another aspect. Moreover, studying Machshava will change a person's religious worldview. It affects the way a person acts and lives. The Meiri writes in his Hakdama to Beis HaBechira when describing how a person observes mitzvos. So he writes that a person who understands the nature of a mitzvah will do the mitzvah and be affected by a mitzvah in a totally different way than a person who simply does the mitzvah, even if they're doing the mitzvah with kavana, meaning to set the intention to do the mitzvah. He writes, Yimashich lo mina mitzvah hi, mashekive nosna yizborach li yimashich mimena, if you're mizbonein be'inyan ha-mitzvah. So someone who's mizbonein be'inyan ha-mitzvah, meaning to say, does the mitzvah not just through knowing its halachos and following them, kechol dikdukeihem, but understands the idea of the mitzvah, the idea behind the mitzvah, so only then will we get out of the mitzvah, at least to the full extent possible, that which we're supposed to get out of the mitzvah. And this is not limited to mitzvos. It's not limited to halachos. In the Sefer Milos HaTorah, the brother of the Vilna Gaon quotes, this is on page 5 as well, quotes his brother, the Vilna Gaon, and writes as follows, V'shamati me'achi ha-gaon shoresh adavar shebevade lech le'meimar shelo yichnesu tachas geder ha-mitzvos rak taryag mitzvos v'lo yoser. When we refer to mitzvos, we're not just referring to the taryag mitzvos. Shem kein mibereshis vad bo ein ban rak shlosha mitzvos. Then it would turn out that a large chunk of the Torah basically has no mitzvos. Gam harbe parshio shebetorah she'en bam shum mitzvah. V'zeu davar lo miskabel. Then it would turn out that there are many parshios in the Torah that don't have a single mitzvah, which doesn't make any sense. Ela be'emes kol dibur v'dibur shebetorah she'yatzam epiyat vura hi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Rather, everything on Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah. Now, whether you define it as a mitzvah, as the Gaon is defining it, or you don't define it as a mitzvah, it's clear and obvious that, again, there's so much more to what we're supposed to know than simply the halachas and simply the mitzvos. And finally, the study of machshava helps a person understand this world. So much in the world, so much of what we see before our eyes and when studying history is a mystery. Why did it happen this way? What is it meant to teach us? Where is the direction in history? Where are things going? The Ramchal, for example, devotes much of the Sefer Das Tvunos to understanding the process of history and how there is direction and why things happen the way they do. Issues like the problem of evil and why do the wicked suffer in the nature of... the wicked prosper in the nature of Hashkacha. Understanding these things is something that is extremely important. Are we out of source books?
I guess.
Okay, there are no extra ones? All right, so B'li Nadir, I will print some more. Sorry. Share for today. The Ramban very powerfully expresses this in his Shar HaGmul. The Shar HaGmul spends a lot of time discussing the problem of evil. Why do the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer and the like? And in the end of the day, he says there's an aspect of this which is a secret, a great secret, something that we can't really even explain in this work. Maybe later on in the year we'll talk about what that secret is. But he writes the I have to keep you here, right? But he writes the following. He says, V'im tishal, this is on page 5, the Ramban. Im tishal aleinu, kevan sheyesh inyan ne'alam b'mishpat, v'nitztarach la'amin b'tzidko mitzad shofet ha'ames yisborach v'yisalat. Since in the end of the day, there is some hidden matter here, something which we can't understand, right? If you ask, why do the wicked prosper, why do the righteous suffer? At the end of the day, after this long, 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 long discussion, I'm going to have to tell you, listen, I'm sorry, there's something that you can't understand. You have to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shofet tzedek anyway. And we can't understand. So then, lama tatriach osanu v'titzave aleinu lil moda taino shepirashnu v'sod sheramaznu. Why are you spending so much time teaching this? If in the end of the day you're going to have to say, I'm sorry, you know, imagine you have a whole semester, course is entitled The Problem of Evil, we're going to solve the problem of evil. And you go ahead and weeks and weeks and weeks and you learn this taina and that taina, this taina and that taina. And in the end of this semester, the last course, the teacher says, you know what? Chevra, I'm sorry, you're not really going to be able to understand this anyway. You have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat and tzedek, that he's just and he's merciful, and you can't really understand it. So why did you bother with the first 13 weeks of the semester? So the Ramban writes that studying Eov, you get that same experience, right? In the end of the day, you're not going to understand it. That's the conclusion of the book. So why did you need 40 chapters of a very difficult text? What's the purpose? What's the purpose? The Ramban writes, "V'lo nashlich hakol al hasmach she'naseh besof she'ein lefanav lo avla v'lo shekcha ela shekol dvar v'mishpat." Just say from the beginning, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. "Ze tainas haksilim mo'aseh achachma." This is the attitude of fools who despise wisdom. Meaning to say, the attitude that if I'm not going to understand everything, I shouldn't even bother understanding anything. Only idiots think that way. We benefit from becoming wise people who know God and the manner in which He acts in the world and the like. We become believers with stronger faith and the like. Meaning to say that when it comes to things like, in this case, the problem of evil, or, as the Rambam is going to say shortly, the mitzvah of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, it's true, we'll never understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, by definition, impossible. We are finite, He's infinite, we can never understand Him fully. But only fools go ahead and say, since I can't understand Him totally, I shouldn't try to understand Him at all. Lo alacham lachalikmor, you can't finish it. But that doesn't absolve a person from trying to the extent that they can to start. The world is full of mysteries. And our job is to understand, to solve, to crack the mystery to the extent that we can. The Chazon Ish puts this very powerfully. He's talking about something very different. This is at the beginning of Emuno Bitachon. Im ha'adam hu bal nefesh v'sha'ato shas ha'sheket chafshi me'ravon tavani ve'eino marhiva mimachaze shamayim rum ve'aretz la'omek hu nirgash v'nidham ki ha'olam nidme lefanav kechida stuma kemusa v'nifla. If a person is in a quiet place, they're not thinking about their physical cravings and the like, and they stop and they think, so they'll be overwhelmed and astounded by this great secret, this mysterious and wondrous thing that is the world, that is our existence. Chazon Ish was certainly not someone who we think of as, you know, one of these light, fluffy, machshava type people. But this experience is something which, he writes, anybody who is possessed of a sensitive soul will experience. Sometimes you have to stop learning for a moment to experience it. And he writes, "V'hu kimis aleph lo nishar bo ruachaim bilti al hachida kol ma'ino magamaso v'das pisrona kalsa nafsho v'nivchar lo lavo be'eshu v'mayim b'shvila." He's willing, he desires to go through water and fire to solve this. So, to summarize, in addition to A, igniting the emotional component of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B, facilitating our understanding of God, machshava, C, guides a person in their avodas Hashem, and finally D, gives a person perspective on this world and on history. The Rav added one other final interesting component. In a famous letter, it's published in the Community Covenant and Commitment, the Selected Letters and Communications by the Rav, where he writes about why it's important to study Machshava as part of Ritz, as part of Smicha, rabbinical training. It took a while for the people in the Smicha office to listen to his suggestion, but a couple years ago, presumably based off of this letter, maybe some other factors, they decided to take off 1 hour a week from your regular learning to study Machshava. And the Rav there writes in his letter, why is it so important to study Machshava? He says a fascinating thing. He says that had the Second Commonwealth Judaism formulated its great moralistic doctrines in a philosophical vernacular, Christianity would not have been able to boast throughout the ages that it had discovered new ethical horizons. Meaning to say that a lot of times Judaism has certain values, but if they're not formulated, if they're not studied, so then they're not realized and they're not appreciated. One could claim that had, along similar lines, had we formulated the idea of Achdus Hashem, of the eternity of the Torah, and that the Torah can never be added to and the like, then claims by other religions that the Torah is no longer binding, or that the bris is gone, or that there's a new bris, or that the like, all those things never could have started. But so frequently, the Rav writes, we only formulate concepts as a response to challenges and to questions. And by that time, to a large degree, the battle's lost. And that is one of the reasons, he says, why there's a great value in studying philosophy and the like. So that's, yes?
Isn't that just going to cause you to respond to what you're reading and not formulate new things?
Well, that was, I think his point was the following. Instead of responding to challenges, we should try to understand the Torah and understand the ideas before we have to in its own right, as opposed to just as a response to a challenge. That was exactly his point. Now, sometimes, there's no doubt that a lot of times challenges do actually force us, in a very positive way, to understand the Torah better. People have pointed out that various ideas of Torah, the examples we referred to before, for example, among the Kari Amuna, were only formulated due to people having challenged them and doubted them. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that they're not true. Sometimes the questions your Chavrusa asks force you to look back and understand the Gemara properly, and you wouldn't have done so until you were asked those questions. And that's okay also. The Rav's point was that if we study philosophy, we'll be able to respond to the challenges before the challenges are asked. In other words, the challenges won't even be challenges. And that's something that's so much more powerful and more valuable. More truthful, perhaps, is what you're saying as well. So let's begin with the mitzvah of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of knowing God. Earlier we saw the Medrash said that Ritzon Chashatakir Es Borei HaOlam Lemod Haggadah. The Rambam writes there's no mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem isn't a distinct mitzvah, but it's actually part of five other mitzvos. The Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel writes that five mitzvos demand of us that we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those mitzvos are Anochi, Lo Yiyah, Shema Yisrael, Avas Hashem, and Yerushamayim. Moreover, the Rambam writes that the Jewish people are defined as a people who know God. This is at the bottom, page 5. Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Vayadavar holech umizgaber bivnei Yaakov uvinilvim aleihem v'nasa be'olam uma shahaya yodas es Hashem. Yodas es Hashem doesn't just mean believe in God. We weren't just the first, we were also, but it's not just that we were the first monotheistic religion, but we were an umma that's yodeya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And The Rishonim quote many psukim in Tanakh that tell us that it's a mitzvah to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of the mitzvahs, for example, some of the psukim quoted by Rabbeinu Bachya, Ibn Pekuda, and the Chovos HaLvavos concerning the mitzvah of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu are top of page 6, the Adata Hayom, Vashevosa Elevavecha, Ki Hashem Hu Alokim, Bashamayim Mimal, V'Aretz Mitachas Ein Od, that you need Yediya, the Adata Hayom. Yediya isn't enough, it needs to be Mushav El Halev, it has to be internalized. Rabbeinu Bachya quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Velo yashiv elibo, velo dea, velo tvuna," to teach us that the phrase "Vashevosa elavavecha" demands intellectual rigor. The pasuk "Vata Shlomo bini da es Elokei avicha," you have to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu. "Deu ki Hashem hu Elokim, as gevehu ki yada shemi, ki im bezos yisalal hamisalal haskel viyadoa." Osi, all of these psukim, as well as many others, are cited by Rishonim to teach us the importance of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, different thinkers argue as to the ideal means of knowing God. Should it be done through philosophy, through Kabbalah, and the like? Should we try to prove the oneness of God, or should we know of it through tradition and the like? But everybody agrees, for the most part, that there is a mitzvah to engage in this type of pursuit, in meta-halacha, in something that goes beyond just the halacha of Yediyas Hashem. Whether it's through Kabbalah, whether it's through halacha, whether it's through philosophy and the like. Rabbi Dr. Tursky, Isidore Tursky, Rabbi Meir Tursky's father, has an article in which he writes that almost all Rishonim, all Jewish thinkers, always felt that there is something else that should be and must be studied, another aspect of Torah, again, what he calls, he made up that term, meta-halacha, and that a person must not just satisfy themselves with halacha. Though, again, different thinkers took different paths, some philosophy, some Kabbalah. In this Tshuva Sarama that you have over here, he writes that both aspects are valuable in terms of this goal. Avlo Asru, this is actually a very interesting context. This letter was the Rama responding to a challenge by the Marshal, who criticized the Rama's reference to Aristotle and also his bad grammar. Anyhow, the Rama responds, "Avalo asru lilmo divrei hachachamim v'chakirasam b'mahus hametzius v'tivehen, ki adaraba al yedei zeh no dagdulaso shel yotze bereishis yisborach." Even those who opposed the study of Aristotle and Greek philosophy certainly did not oppose investigating the essence of creation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the like. V'af ki lemekubalim das acheres bezu. Even though the mekubalim have a different approach, they don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through philosophy, but rather through Kabbalah. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chaim. They're both true. They're both proper methods. V'af ki chachmei umos ha'olam amru. Even though when it comes to philosophy, much of what we know, or some of what we know, comes through Chachmei Umos HaOlam. Kfar Amru B'Megillah, Kol Misha Omer Davar Chachma, Af B'Umos Nikra Chacham. In fact, the Rama there writes that even though both of the methods of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu are valuable, both philosophy and Kabbalah, he says that the truth is you're concerned that philosophy is too dangerous. I actually think Kabbalah is more dangerous than philosophy. And over the course of the semester, Bezras Hashem will have a chance to talk about what is dangerous about philosophy, what's dangerous about Kabbalah, and what one could do about it. The Rama also writes, parenthetically, that he didn't study Aristotle in the original. He only studied it, he only knows about it as it was quoted in the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, and then he also writes, and also don't think that, you know, I sit around all day studying Machshava. I only study Machshava when nobody else is learning anyway, like on Chol Moed and Friday nights when people are going on Tiulim. So I don't know what this says about this class, but maybe we could be Melamed Tzchus, because most people don't learn Friday morning anyway. So maybe this is the, you know, if you're going to go on a Tiul, so then this is justified. Otherwise, I guess you have to wait till Benes Manim. Yeah.
The Rama says that lived in this Tshuva?
Yeah, in this Tshuva. Okay. So, the importance of this pursuit, the importance of Meta Halacha, the Ibn Ezra writes on the Pasuk, V'neida'a nirdefal adas es Hashem kishachar nachon motza'o, another Pasuk, this one from Hosea, about the importance of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Shenirdefal adas es Hashem kizeh sod kol hachachmos uva'avur zeh livado nivra ha'olam. Why was man created? To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rama in his Torah Sa'ola writes, V'hinei mikol makom adif tfei lachkor al advarim v'leida osam b'movsim. Even though belief based off of tradition is technically sufficient, a person should seek proofs and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uv'muskalim al yidei chakira, v'zuhi tachlis ha'adam. This is the purpose of man. Other scholarly pursuits, the Ibn Ezra says, are just tools to reach knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this idea is perhaps alluded to in the famous Gemara of Bava Basra. Amru alav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelo iniach mikro mishna gemara halachos v'agados diktukei tor v'diktukei sofrim v'kalin v'chamurin gzer shavos v'tkufos v'gumatrios u'mishalos kovsim u'mishalos shualim sichas shedim v'sichas tekalim v'sichas malachi asharis davar gadol v'davar katan. Davar gadol, ma'ase merkava, v'davar katan havayos tabai v'rava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not leave over any part of Torah that he didn't study, that he didn't master. He knew all of Torah. And the Gemara concludes, he knew davar gadol and davar katan. What is davar gadol? Ma'ase merkava. What is davar katan? Havayos tabai v'rava. Now the truth is, you could have read this Gemara as saying the following, Davar Gadol, in the sense that it's esoteric, it's difficult, and Davar Katan, meaning to say it's more straightforward, Havayus Davai V'Rava, Shas and Poskim, so that's a little more straightforward. Davar Gadol, Ma'ase Merkava, is something esoteric. But that's not how the Rambam understands it. The Rambam understands that Davar Gadol is Ma'ase Merkava, meaning to say that Ma'ase Merkava is that which is most important. In the Rambam, towards the end of Perek Dalet of Yesod HaTorah, writes, "Vani omer she'ein roi lihitayel bepardes ela mishen ismale kriso lachem ubasar." A person should only study pardes. Pardes, as we said, includes ma'ase merkava and ma'ase bereishis. If you filled your stomach with bread and meat. We'll define that a little bit later. V'lecha mubasar zeh huleida biyor ha'isar v'amutar u'kiyotze bahen mishar mitzvot. What's lecha mubasar? To know the halacha. And he says it's very important to learn halacha. V'afal pi shedvarim elu davar katan karu osam chachamim. Why is it so important? They're only davar katan. Right? Like we said, havayus davai v'rava. Leida asa isar v'amutar is davar katan. So the Rambam says, why is it so important that you start off learning halacha? Sherei amru chachamim davar gadol ma'ase merkava davar katan havayos b'abay v'rava. Afal pichein ru'uyin hein lakdiman. They should still come first. Shei miyashvin daito shel adam tchila v'od shein tova gdola shishpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyushiv ha'olam hazeh. They're valuable, A, in that they teach you how to think, they keep you grounded, and B, halacha is the great tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to create the perfect society and live the proper life on this world. Kedei linchol l'chai olam haba, which is a means by which we can thereby earn olam haba. V'asher shiyedei makol, moreover, these are things that everybody could understand. Gadol v'katan ish v'isha ba'lev rachav u'ba'lev katan. But the Rambam tells you in passing that they really are, davar gadol and davar katan means that they are inferior. Right? So davar gadol is maisa merkava. Like we saw in the Ibn Ezra and the Ramah, that this is bavur ze levado nivra ha'adam. Not everybody, by the way, understands the Gemara Bava Basra that way. Meaning to say that the Gemara Bava Basra, for example, the Ritva over there writes that the reason why Havayos Dabai V'Ravar called Davar Katan is not because Shasu Poskim are inferior to Maisa Merkava, but it's because there's a lot of unclarity. He writes, Ulefisha Yazem Mechison Yediyah Kari Le Davar Katan V'Chachmas HaMishnah. And he proves, by the way, that's true, because the Gemara over there starts off with Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says, Lo Iniach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachos V'Agado. So you see, Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachos is primary. So he understands it differently than the Rambam, but at least the Rambam tells us, and other thinkers as well, that the importance of Maisa Merkava, so much so that it's called Davar Gadol Keneged Davar Katan. And that's why the Rambam writes, Davar Gadol, Maisa Merkava, and Maisa Bereshis, as we said, Maisa Bereshis is the natural sciences, Maisa Merkava is the divine sciences, are means of fulfilling the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, of Yir Shamayim, of Anochi, of Lo Yiyah, and of Shema Yisrael. Parenthetically, as we noted, the Rambam, there's an interesting question, whether studying contemporary science would be a fulfillment of what the Rambam considers Maisa Bereshis. Rabbi Tursky mentioned last year in the Shir on Hilchos Yisod HaTorah that he thinks that contemporary science would not be a fulfillment of Talmud Torah, as the Rambam says, because the Rambam writes that cosmology is part of Maisa Bereshis because the celestial beings, the stars, the spheres, and the like, for the Rambam, were not just physical beings, but they were spiritual beings. Maybe another time we could talk about the Rambam's cosmology, but his perspective on the physical universe was quite different than ours. These were things that existed that knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can bring us to a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the like. So whether he would say the same thing about the contemporary perspective of the universe and the current understanding of what stars are, which is quite different, is an interesting question. There's no doubt that the Rambam still felt that studying the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that should bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yir Shamayim, and whether or not it's still a chelek of Talmud Torah, one could debate. Until now, we've been focusing on machshava as something that is distinct from halacha, meaning to say that it's through the study of machshava or Kabbalah or philosophy or the like that one has an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many sources, though, that tell us, and these sources need not be in conflict with what we've said thus far, that a person can come to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the study of halacha, or through the nigla understandings, the nigla aspects of Torah. The Shla writes, has a very interesting interpretation over here. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu refers to a bris chadash, a new covenant that will emerge. And everybody's bothered by the question of what is this bris chadash? What does it imply? What happened to the old bris? The Ramban has an explanation, the Radak has an explanation. However, the Shla gives a fascinating theory. He writes that we know that the Torah is eternal. However, there are certain mitzvos that only seem to relate to our current physical condition. For example, had Adam and Chava not sinned, he thinks, there would be no need to plow the ground. So what then would be with the mitzvah of lo sachrosh b'shur v'chamor yachdav, or the like? And his answer is that the mitzvos of the Torah are manifestations and reflections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's internal and infinite wisdom. And they are representations. In other words, the ideas of the Torah are put into mitzvos that relate to the physical world. But the ideas go well beyond the actual mitzvos. Much like the Ramban writes in his Hakdama when describing the idea that the Torah existed before the creation of the world, though in a different form, black fire on white fire. And the Ramban explains, and the Shlah here elaborates, that it means that the ideas of the Torah, even though they very much, many mitzvos at the very lot much, relate to the physical, the mundane, and the like, are reflections of truth. And the Bris Chadasha, the Shlah says, is that B'Yemos HaMashiach, when we will no longer necessarily be involved in the same type of physical plowing. So the truth behind these mitzvos will become clear and revealed to all. But the truth of the matter is that even by studying the mitzvos, we can come to that truth. The Zohar writes, I guess we'll stop with this source, the following. This is on page 8, top of page 8. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Vai lahu barnash, de amar deha oraisa asa le achza'a sipurin be'alma umilin dehedyoti. Woe is to the person who thinks that the stories of the Torah are mere folk tales. D'iachi afilu bizman ada anan yecholim lemevat oraisa b'mili dehedyoti uveshvacha yasir mikulu. If that were the case, so nowadays we could come up with much better folk tales and stories. If the stories of the Torah are just nice stories, so there are actually better stories. So that's not what the Torah is. Il achza mila de alma, afilu inun kafsiri de alma, is beinayhu milin iloin yasir. And if the Torah was just to tell us the way of the world, so the ability have better ways of doing this. So Iachi Nezal Abasrayu Vinavid Minayu Oraisa Kiagavna. So let's just go by them and figure it out. Elokol Milan de Oraisa Milan Ilain Inun Virazin Ilain. All the matters of the Torah are elevated and lofty secrets. One of the reasons why so many people are not interested in Torah is because they have a superficial understanding of Torah. They see in the Torah these stories, these laws and the like, and they say, okay, you know, the Torah's laws aren't so different from Maharabi's laws, the Torah's stories aren't so different from other folklore or fables, and nice. And if that's your attitude, so the Zohar says, good, so there are better things than the Torah. Rather, every aspect of the Torah, and this is true both with respect to stories, the Zohar is going to say, and with respect to the halachos and the like, reflect elevated concepts and lofty secrets. Oraisa, kevan denachas lahai alma, ilav demislabsha behani livushin dehai alma, lo yochil alma lemizal. The Torah, when it entered the world, if it did not dress itself in clothes of this world, so then the world would be unable to bear it. Meaning to say that much of Torah describes things in physical senses. The truths of the Torah are conveyed by means of halachos that relate to this world. To the shore, to the chamor, to the boar. Because we couldn't relate to abstract chachma, which isn't related to the world in which we inhabit. Man dechashiv ahu levusha ihu oraisa mamish, velo mila achra. Someone who thinks that the clothing are the actual Torah and not anything else, tipach ruche. V'gen kach amar David, gal einai ve'abita nifla'os mitorasecha, ma detachos levusha de'oraisa. So when you look at the Torah superficially, what you'd see is the clothing, if you look at only the outer level. So just like, you know, I might see someone, and all I see is their clothing, right? I meet somebody and I see them for the first time, I see their clothing. So if I think I know them, so obviously I don't have a proper understanding. All I see is their levush. So someone, the Torah's simple understanding is the levush of the Torah. And if you think that there's nothing more than the levush, so then that's it. That's your perspective. The person that sees the Torah as nothing more than the stories and the laws is someone who sees the levush and thinks they know the person. But of course, you don't know the person. You don't know what's inside. Tachazi is levusha dischazi lekula ve'inun tipshin kad chaman lebarnash belevusha deischazilon shapira lo mistaklin yatir. So there's clothing, and idiots go ahead and they see a person and they see their clothing and they don't look any deeper. Chashivu ahu levusha gufa. They think that the levush is the guf. Chashivusa de gufa nishmisa. But of course, it's not true. The chashivus of the guf is the neshama. Ki agavno raisa is la gufa. So the Torah itself has a levush, the simple understanding of the stories. It has a guf. What's the guf of the Torah? V'inon pikudin oraisa de ikrin gufe Torah. Those are the halachos. So the halachos are the guf of the Torah. Hai gufa mislabsha belevushin de inun sipurin de hai alma. And that guf is mislabesh in the stories of this world. Again, tipshin ba'alma lo mistakli ela ba'u levusha di usipur de oraisa velo yadi yatir velo mistakli ba'med de is tachos ahu levusha. Inun di yadin yasir lo mistaklin belevusha ela begufa. So some people go a little deeper in the Torah. They don't just look at the levush, they look at the guf. But they see all the Torah is the guf, the laws, the halachos, and the like. But they don't get any deeper. Chachim in avdei demalka, ila inun dekaime betora desini, lo mistakli ela benishmisa, dei ikra dekula uraisa mamish. Those that are chachamim go a step further. They look at the nisham of the Torah, one step deeper. And finally, ulezimna de asi lasid lavo zimnin de istakla benishmisa de nishmisa de raisa. Then lasid lavo will understand the nishmisa de nishmisa, not just the nishama, but the nishmisa de nishmisa, one level deeper, like we saw from the shla, the bris chadasha. So I guess we'll pick up in terms of analyzing the Zohar next week, Be'ezras Hashem. But at the very least, what the Zohar is telling us is the importance of, when studying Torah, of not stopping with the outside, with the simple, with the simplistic, but in all aspects of Torah, whether it's the stories or the mitzvos or the halachos or the agados, the importance of delving deeper. And God willing, next week we'll elaborate on this a little more. Have a good Shabbos.